I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Dave Wilson. Also with us, as always, Jason French from Stutzman's to answer your lawn and garden questions. The number, 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page this morning as well. Hey, good morning, Jason. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Dave. I'm doing really well.
Good to hear it. I take it you had a great 4th.
We did. Worked a little bit during the day and then had a nice little celebration at the house last night. So couldn't have really asked for much better weather for it, yeah, for 4th of July.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful yesterday as we celebrated Independence Day. Let's talk about what's going on there at Stutzman's this weekend. Looks like you have plenty of the summer-loving plants right now, of course.
We do, yes. New shipments of summer items have shipped out, and that's everything from the smaller 5.5-inch pots. If you need to just maybe replace something in a container, or you want to assemble your own planting, have that size. But most popular probably are the baskets and the containers. They are ready to go and just instant color, and have a special on those of a buy two get one free on all of the baskets and containers. So nice deal there to check out. And then also not just in the annuals but in the perennials, hardy hibiscus in at all of the locations, and those will be starting to have those large dinner plate size flowers soon. So a lot of great things rolling in at the garden centers.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I know that during the month of July, you love talking about the crepe myrtle. What do you like about crepe myrtles?
Okay, that is probably one of my favorite shrubs of all time. Great plant. You know, there's varieties that are tall, 5-6 foot or more. There's nice medium-sized ones, and then there's some smaller ones that only get a couple of feet tall, but they love the heat of summertime. Once they're established, they're pretty drought tolerant, but the color is the real reason, you know, to look into these. Big poofy flowers, I guess kind of that crepe paper looking look to them, but really bright reds, pinks, whites, purples. So there's a lot of different variety in them. In our area, we don't have a whole lot of pest issues with them. And then in the fall, if we don't have an early freeze, they have really great fall colors, real bright oranges and yellows and reds. So just a really good, tough, durable plant that gives you nice color from, you know, about this time of year all the way through till, you know, through fall even.
Yeah, to me, that's what really sets these plants apart. You're driving down the road and you see a beautiful colored tree. You're like, what is that? And a lot of the time this time of year, it's the crepe myrtle.
Yeah, really blooming. And we do get some that get nearly tree-sized in Kansas. Now, if you want to see some really big crepe myrtles, head down south. I mean, they look more like the size of some of our big crab apples and, you know, our small ornamental trees. But, you know, here, a little more of a shrub look to them. There are some, like I said, varieties, a little hardier that'll get plenty tall if you need that big item. But a lot of those smaller ones are just used right in the landscape like you would use any other shrub. They just have that nice rounded habit and that really bright color in summer when, you know, there's not a lot of our other shrubs and things that have a lot of summer color. That hibiscus is one, but, you know, a lot of our other things, they were more spring or fall, like mums and asters and some of those. So this is a nice bridge between our spring color and our fall color with that crepe myrtle.
Absolutely. Just a beautiful, beautiful, like you said, bush here and trees in other parts of the country down south, especially. So here we are. It's a green bean season as well. Jason, let's talk for a minute here about some tips for growing and harvesting some good green beans.
You know, green beans are our earlier plantings are starting to produce right now. And, you know, one of the key things with green beans to get the longest harvest out of them, we do need to keep them picked. And, you know, they can be picked really, I mean, as small as you want, but we want to be sure to get them off of there before they get really long and you can kind of start seeing the seed inside the green bean. Once these plants, you know, start making mature seed, they think they've done their job and kind of slow down. So they do have to be picked fairly regular, but they like warm weather, regular moisture, not necessarily a super high moisture plant, but good deep regular watering, regular picking, and you'll be harvesting for quite a while. Something else that's nice about beans that a lot of people do, you know, here in a few weeks we'll have, like maybe if we grew onions, those will be done and cleared out, or, you know, maybe we had some other early greens or something that's done. Well, we can plant beans, you know, here in a few weeks, and then you will have a nice late summer, fall harvest of beans as well. So that's one we can redo even and really extend that time for them. Great vegetable, freezes very well. Canning, you know, you have to do the pressure canning thing. They don't have enough acidity in them to just water bath them, but I like to just blanch them and freeze them, and they do store very well also. So, you know, you get to enjoy them now and later.
Absolutely. And they're always so tasty as well. 869-1330, the number to call this morning, area code 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to us on the KNSS Facebook page. Linda has already done that, and she's asking, what can I do to get rid of the yellow jackets living in the ground around my house?
And yeah, some of those ground wasps can be a bit of a nuisance. Couple of things that you can try. You can use some of the granules, like 8 throughout the area can help with some of those. Other times, you know, we may have to do a little more direct spray down into the hole and kind of control some of those. Several good sprays for that. I think the 8 would work well for that. The BioAdvance, their tomato and garden one, would be a really good one, very fast acting, but you do have to be a little bit quick with that and get the treatment in there and get back, because you'll probably upset them a little bit doing that. But yeah, I don't like those, especially if I'm walking around barefoot. All of a sudden I've stepped on a wasp.
Yeah, you don't want to experience that. That's a painful experience to go through. We talked about yellow jackets right here. Linda, by the way, thanks for the question. What are some other common pests to look out for here in the month of July, Jason?
You know, some of them we've talked a little bit before, but I've had a couple of different calls this week about bagworms. So, you know, keep an eye out for them. And they're a caterpillar, and that's going to be one of our big pests we see this time of year, are those caterpillars. And it's really weird. There's a lot of different ones that like very specific things, so, you know, to keep an eye out for. You know, if you have coneflower or Rudbeckia, the black-eyed Susan plant, there's a small black kind of prickly-looking caterpillar that just skeletonizes the leaves really quickly, so you keep an eye out for that. And then if you're a petunia fan, which great plant for summertime, we usually see a group of budworm happen about this time of year, and that's another caterpillar, and they just eat that flower. Your plant looks perfectly healthy and nice and green, and all of a sudden you're seeing more and more green instead of the color of the flower. That's usually a good indicator you might have some of those budworms on there, and a good spray with any of those caterpillar killers. You know, if you're more organic, the Captain Jack, the Dead Bug Brew works great on caterpillars. That would be another one we could use. The other place I've seen caterpillars, and probably need to maybe do a spray this weekend on my garden, I was picking some tomatoes, and I had a couple of them that had fruit worms on them, and they're a little green caterpillar, but they chew out this little half circle pock mark, right? Usually more on the top of the tomato, but that's another one. Caterpillars are probably the biggest thing to watch out for this year, this time of year. A few other things, you know, squash bugs on our squashes and things can be a problem. And as we get hotter and drier, which I'm assuming is going to happen through July, you know, spider mite would be another one to keep an eye out for. But right now, it's probably a lot of that caterpillar family to keep your eyes peeled for.
All right, there you go. Good information there about summer pests here as we kick off the month of July. Let's talk about watering for just a second, specifically in Wichita. It sounds like we're going to be in stage two drought restrictions for a while, which limits the outdoor watering of yards to once a week. What are some tips for making the best out of that, Jason?
You know, one thing I think people should do, and I think, you know, with the water restrictions, we've had more people doing this, but it's really important to know how much water you're applying to the lawn. If we're only able to water, you know, once a week or so, we need to make sure we get a good deep watering for that. Roots on plants tend to follow where the moisture is. And so if we do just light waterings, you know, and this would be true if you have your own well and are doing it as well, but small light waterings keep those roots right up in the soil because we're only wetting that top inch or so with a short watering. Well, that dries out really quick. So, you know, make sure we're watering deep enough. A can, like a little straight-sided tuna can, cat food can, something like that, that you can kind of set down that doesn't stick way above the grass. When you run your sprinkler, run it and then see how much water you've actually collected in that can. With that straight side, it'll be, you know, fairly accurate. And I would, you know, if we can get somewhere around an inch of water to a fescue lawn in a week, we'll stay green. We won't have a lot of death out of it, but it will also water deep enough that, you know, first day or two, everything's fine. But beyond that, that surface starts to dry. Well, if we've got that moisture a little bit lower, we're going to build that root system. It's going to follow that water, and it's going to give you a healthier, more drought-tolerant lawn. So, you know, knowing how much we're putting on is actually fairly important. Just, I mean, it's important all the time, but when we're limited to the amount of times we can water, it's very important to know how much we're putting on.
All right, good information there about watering this summer.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
We are listening to the Stutzman Tillman Garden Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Jason Fritch is here to answer your lawn and garden questions, 869-1330. That's area code 316-869-1330. You can also send that question today to the KNSS Facebook page. Rod has done that. And let's see here. He says, I've got yellow stripes on my lawn. What are those and how can I treat them?
Couple of little things to look about is maybe why we have those yellow stripes. One thing that happens sometimes is if we're using a drop spreader when we applied fertilizer, sometimes if we don't overlap just perfectly with that, we can get those little stripes where we missed, and that's kind of why I like the broadcast spreader. It doesn't have a straight edge to where it applies, so it's a little easier to overlap and avoid that. Some other things I have seen, you know, sometimes we've had plumbing done where a line has been trenched, or you know, something is underneath there where we've disturbed that soil, and a lot of times, you know, they don't put the nice topsoil back on top. And so you'll have areas like that where the water and things can't get in as well. This time of year, maybe a pitchfork, potato fork, something like that, just to kind of go through and loosen and open up those areas so water and things can get in really well. Usually you don't see it quite in straight lines unless you're mower has tracked it, but we have been seeing a little bit of fungus starting to show up in the lawns, and usually that's more of a browning than the yellow. The other thing I've seen is some of the crabgrass, some of those annual grasses don't have that really good dark green color like the rest of our lawn. They're kind of a yellow green, and maybe if we missed an area with our preventer like that, we could get some stripes like that as well. So, you know, investigate some of those things. If it doesn't seem to be any of those, that might be a case where if you can get a decent picture that shows that, you could email it to me at questions@stutzmans.com, and I could look a little more detail at that. But those are some of the causes of some of that yellow striping you might see.
All right, Rod, thank you so much for your question on the KNSS Facebook page this morning. Let's talk about vegetables here since we're starting a new month. Jason, which ones grow the best here in July?
You know, July is going to be the beginning of our big harvest season on a lot of our more common garden vegetables. I'm starting to pick some tomatoes a little more regular right now. Peppers coming on. Eggplant is another one that we would be seeing quite a bit of right now. We talked a little bit on green beans, but one of the others that would be getting just about ripe now would be if maybe we had grown onions, and with the weather this year, everybody that grew them has had a really nice onion crop, and as those tops start kinking and falling over in July, that's your sign that they're done growing, they're developed, and you want to pull them, and then I like to lay them out on something that they can get a little air through. I have some old, they're kind of like milk crates. They're bulb crates we have at the greenhouse. But, you know, anything like that that elevates them a little bit. And then we want to leave them somewhere shady outside so they're not in the direct sun. But we want to leave them like that until the green top dries up and we get that nice papery skin on the outside, like when you buy an onion. And then at that point, you can clip the tops off. If there's any root left, you can clip that off. And then they're ready to store and keep for quite a while. And so, you know, it is getting to be about that time as well.
And let's see, on your Facebook page, you've got a nice, looks like a very delicious recipe for roasted broccoli with Parmesan. It's time to harvest broccoli too, right?
Yeah, most of your broccolis and things should be ready about now. If you are a fan of growing your own broccoli or cabbage, July is also the month you would want to get some seed and start some little seedlings and get them going and transplant them out into the garden in, a month or so. And then you'll have that nice crop again for fall. Those things like to grow when the temperatures are cooler, so they're one of the first things you can put in, and they'll grow well and develop their broccoli or cabbage head. Planting them late summer, they're going to be developing and getting that head when the weather's cooler again too. So that's another one that you can repeat plant if you like.
And again, you can see that recipe, roasted broccoli with Parmesan. Beautiful looking picture. It's on the Stutzman's Facebook page, a great resource for all of your lawn and gardening questions and information. You're listening to the Stutzman Tillman Garden Show this morning. Don't forget, if you have a question, 316-869-1330 is the number to call, 316-869-1330. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page as well. Let's get a Stutzman's update. Here's Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish this spring. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers, as each location will be featuring an in-store manager special of their choice. Get ready for these hardy summer plants coming soon that will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Stutzman's Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Stutzman's Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
And you're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason French is here from Stutzman's. To answer your lawn and garden questions, the number 316-869-1330. Jason, let's talk about dead zones in our yard. You know, sometimes we get those. Usually they're right in the middle. That's almost always the case, it seems like. How can we treat those? What are some tips?
You know, a couple things to do. Determine why we have that. If after you've watered your lawn, maybe go out and a screwdriver or something works good for it. But kind of poke that area where there's nothing and see if we're really hard. We're not getting appropriate water to it. That would be an easy fix. I mean, some more water to that area. But if it seems to be fairly moist, you know, if there's a lot of brown grass in that area, we want to look and make sure we don't have any fungus. Those brown spots would kind of tend to get a little bit bigger. And a fungicide treatment would be needed for that. We have a granular called F-stop, like fungus stop, and you'd apply it to it, and it's curative of the infected area. It also prevents it in the surrounding area, so that would be a thing. Other things, check on, it's almost time to be looking for this, but if that grass just pulls right up, pulls up at ground level and kind of comes up with it, we may start seeing some grub activity, and they do like the wider open areas, tend to be where we see it first. So if we have something like that, a treatment, an insecticide treatment might be needed. Otherwise, if that ground seemed really hard when you were investigating, we may need to think about doing some aerating this fall, or if we have dogs and things that may be causing those dead spots. Gypsum is a good mineral to kind of apply to those areas to kind of help neutralize everything and encourage that grass to regrow.
All right. We've got a Facebook question from Kevin. He's asking a question about his lawn. He says he brought in some soil over the spring to level a few low spots and planted grass seed. Now he's plagued with crabgrass and is asking what he can do about it.
And that is a little bit of the issue of doing seeding in the spring. We can't do preventers like we talked about, you know, doing in March and May to prevent that, because it would have kept your grass from growing. If that grass has gotten big enough now where we've mowed it at least a couple of times, there is a product we carry. It's called Crabgrass Control, and it's by BioAdvance, it being that blue bottle, but it's able to separate fescue from these annual grasses, and it won't kill your fescue that you want, but it will kill out those annual grasses, crabgrass, foxtail, some of those kinds of things. So there is something we can do for that. The other thing to remember, that grass is going, it's an annual, so when we have our first frost this year, it'll die off completely, and you know, as long as we're able to put our pre-emergence on next spring, we can avoid that again. But there are some of those sprays that'll help, and then you know, you do the pre-emergent in the spring, so if that grass seems kind of thin without the weed in there that you don't want, you know, we can still seed and do everything in the fall to thicken that up after applying that crabgrass control spray. So there are some things we can do, and then also knowing that it's not a permanent problem, just a this season problem, hopefully might ease his mind a little.
All right, Kevin, thank you for your question this morning. Jason here, before we go, let's maybe go over how short we should be cutting our lawn this week.
Yeah, you know, we are getting into summertime, and so I probably would begin raising my mower up a notch from where I mowed in the summertime, in the springtime. Keeping it a little bit taller in the summertime will help shade that soil and keep it from drying out quite so fast, hold some of that moisture in. We don't want it so tall that it falls over before we mow it again, but, you know, raising that up maybe from 2 to 3 inches to 3 to 4 inches will help keep that lawn a little bit nicer through the heat of the summer.
Stussmans.com, a great resource for your lawn and garden information. And you've got a link there to your garden club. Tell us about that.
Garden Club is great, totally free to join. You can do it at the website or you can sign up at any location. But once a month, we put out a newsletter with kind of what's happening with Stutzman's and what should be happening in your lawn, some to-do things. That's where you'll see Plant of the Month, which is the crepe myrtle we talked about. And not only is it free to sign up for, when you sign up, you'll get a coupon from us, get $5 off any $25 purchase just for signing up. So a lot of good information. We also let our garden club people know ahead of everyone else when we have different sales and specials and things. And sometimes we do ones just for the garden club. So good deals and good information there if you join the garden club.
And again, you can sign up for that. The link on the Stutzman's website, you'll find that at Stutzman's.com. Before you would go, Jason, how can people reach out to you during the week with a question?
Yeah, if you're on that website, right at the top of the page is a link to my email, questions@stutzmans.com. If you're not on the page, that's the address. If a photo is something that'll help with it, like the striping lawn we talked about, be sure to include that, and I would be glad to get back with you.
All right, a lot of great information again this week, Jason. We'll talk to you next Saturday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening this morning to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. We're here each and every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We hope you join us again next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.